Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Reed.
LaShonda Reed, get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
All right. I love that.
Yeah, let's play that man again before you hear that. Very good. Welcome to the show officially, Gregory.
Thank you very much. And Genesis of Conway, ladies and gentlemen, is going to open the doors to schools all over Central Arkansas. This fall, we're back on the school tour.
Look at you.
Not as intense as it was, but it's still going to be there.
Nobody does
the
it.
Joy of reading.
Nobody reads better than Craig O'Neill.
I would put
Craig O'Neill.
Say it.
Up against anybody.
Reading.
Not only in America. I would put him up in the Olympics. In the Olympics for the United States.
Book
for
Olympics.
I'm telling you, there's not a better person reading to kids on the planet. I would give you a gold
thank
medal.
Thank you very much. And we're in the middle of doing recording readings for the Diamond Book Award nominees for this fall for schools. We're in the middle of that. It's
so
very
much,
intense
so
right
much
now.
Going on. And you're doing the PBS stuff, the Arkansas TV, PBS, whatever.
Arkansas
you're,
TV,
you're doing
PBS.
That.
Oh, man, well.
Roger, one more time on that Justin Moore here.
Say that again, Justin. Your vibe's a little
you don't remember what
now.
The you don't remember what the movie that had that in it was?
Why are you yelling?
Because he said my
he's too quiet.
So good. Let me tell you why that works. It's all about timing.
Yep.
And Roger, you got it. The timing, there was a pause. And
a beat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
And listen, as in tune as he is to the show, because he listens better to the show
than any of us, because he has to, being
on the road. Just to gig him a little bit.
Say that again, Justin. Your vibe's a little.
You don't remember what
now.
The? You don't remember what the movie that had that in it was?
Why are you yelling?
Because he said my.
He's too quiet.
We miss him.
We do. I was thinking last night. You know, he would love to comment because you know Justin loves basketball. Mm-hmm. He would love to comment about Darius Acuff Jr. So do we feel like at this point do we put him where do we put him on the did we decide is he a Mount Rushmore Razorback or he's not quite worthy
for a single
of
season
wasn't there long enough I mean,
for a single season
he had the best single season
there hey, you put a caveat possibly. On
yeah
you know, and then you're gonna go to Mount Rushmore greatest Arkansas Razorback big guys you make them white guys then black guys
he's not gonna Sidney
for he's this
not gonna,
guy
he's not gonna top down Todd Day
he's not touching Todd the
Day,
first he, triplets the second triplets
no.
or the or
I don't
or
think
Corliss,
so either
it's
now,
just not he's in his he's on his own way
he
I'll take him
year.
I'll take him over anybody that was playing during Muss's time is that fair enough to say
but he
Muss had great players and we liked all those players you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but he did have one of the greatest years individually of all
in the SEC. There only one other cat did what he did, and that was Pistol Pete Maravich. Yeah, I mean, with the
that's the greatest stat ever.
Absolutely.
Although you look at Pistol Pete's, before they even had the three.
Yeah.
He's averaging 44 points a game without a 3-point line.
Amazing.
No. Absolutely.
I need to go back. I'd like to watch a full game and watch him average. 44.
Of anybody named Acuff, he's on a Mount Rushmore. You got him. You got Roy.
What were we going to say, Christian?
I'm not going to disparage Pete Maravich. I do think he was shooting 40 times a game.
Yeah, I don't doubt he was shooting a bunch. But, Christian, you know, I don't know how many times
Acuff
was.
You just disparaged him.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Randy Allison says, Craig's voice is Arkansas's version of James Earl Jones.
Ooh.
We need to, you know, Roger.
That is a stroke.
Right, Roger and
Luke,
Christian.
Luke, I am your father. Let me hear it.
What?
Luke, I am your
father. I have to do the.
Go ahead.
Luke, I am your father.
Okay, so Roger
get
and
me
Christian.
A, get me
Roger, Roger and Christian, we need to come up with a few things that we need Craig to say that we can play in our liners. Have you heard a guy from England welcome everybody to the show? You don't get up that early. Yeah, we've got the great British accent.
Oh,
we got a Scott, we got a French guy, and we got a British guy. And so we need something. with something with you talking about us and your voice and your Darth Vader voice. Or your or whatever. What about maybe some of your characters' voices back in the day? Rooster, what's the guy from Rooster Poot?
What are you saying? Those weren't
Coach
real people?
Coach Rooley, Peter Ball, Rooster Poot High School
Roger,
coach.
And Christian, we've got to come up with things that Craig, just sort of little rejoiners where Craig.
Yeah, I got one for you right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're proud to announce that whistling bungholes.
Nobody says that. Hey, listen, nobody else can copy that. Nobody's going to say whistling bunghole.
I love a whistling bunghole.
Let's read,
I think that'd make a great mascot.
Big fan.
Let's read some of our...
Middleton. It's the whistling bungholes.
Middleton Heating Air text line. Somebody said, turn Craig's microphone on. Can't hear him.
Oh.
That can't be... Surely that's not the case.
I hear him.
I wonder where that's at. It can't be in here. It's got to be on one of the platforms. I don't know. Somebody said, why is Justin not using RJ's robot voice while he's recovering? Remember that? What was the deal on that? We had a robot. So this is part of our. It could be part of our best listener contest. It was.
I remember this.
Yeah, RJ couldn't speak because he was running for office. Yeah. So we did like a. We found out like AI. What was it back then? An AI.
It was text to speech. I mean.
Yeah. It wasn't really RJ, but it was RJ using the voice, so it wasn't technically him. I can't believe somebody remembered that. Somebody said Christopherson wrote me and Bobby McGee.
That's right.
He did, but she's the one who really blasted it, right? Just took it to the next level.
Yeah, I didn't know it was his until I heard it.
KK and JJ.
Rebecca says Port Arthur.
I finally got a bell today.
Yeah, finally, you were due. Rebecca says Port Arthur, Texas. That is correct.
That's right.
That's right. Mel 8 says girls got letter sweaters.
Okay.
Ah. And jackets in the early 80s in BB.
Right.
Did it get sweaters or jackets?
What did you say, early 80s?
It says girls got letter sweaters and jackets in the early 80s.
Okay, that's 80s. Listen,
JJ, KK, and BB.
On three. Ready, break.
Let's see here. Baz was the word homely. No. That's not what it was. Tree grabber? No.
Woo, hey.
No.
You can get that at Cupid.
Terry Bradshaw called Aaron Rodgers, go eat bark. Remember that?
Sure
that was. I can't think of what
I don't know what word you're
gypsy?
Talking
about. Gypsy? No.
I'm a tree grabber.
Yeah.
Someone said Christine McVie didn't get the recognition she deserved. Craig, we go to you. You're the music man.
Yeah, I can see that. But bless her heart, she was over there on the keyboards and doing backup. But her voice is blending with. All the others, so yeah, I can see that she was overlooked.
Someone says here, when I played softball and basketball back in the late 70s, we got a sweater in a senior year of our 1980, got a jacket.
Okay.
I sold sporting goods from 81 to 2020, and in the 80s and 90s, we sold jackets to the girls. And yes, they ordered patches for their awards and team awards to see on the sleeves.
Uh-huh.
Cool. You know, I would love to go back.
Well, you got to remember, when we were playing in school, girls were playing half and half in basketball for a while.
Exactly.
And they wore skirts. So they didn't do that. They didn't recognize a lot of that I recall when we were in school.
Uh-huh.
Right or wrong, they just I don't remember it.
I regret, Roger, that I don't have my mostly high school Letterman's jacket.
Oh.
It may be somewhere, but I haven't seen it in years.
Your dad's got it in a shadow box.
I think I may have it somewhere in a box somewhere.
Sure you do. You got everything.
But that's what I'm saying. You can recreate whatever you want to now.
I think the Razorbacks have it in a storage facility.
Roger.
Don't they?
So I actually got a Letterman's jacket, but it was all one color, all one fabric.
Yeah.
It was sort of shiny.
Yeah.
And it was okay. I didn't mind it.
I don't know if they were really leather or not.
No, I'm talking about this. Yeah, it's not one leather. It was a shiny.
Satin?
Yeah, it was like a satin jacket. It was sort of like that. I'd rather have the leather.
It's a bowling jacket.
Yeah, right there. What?
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that a bowler's?
So Lenny and Squiggy had
someone says, in Scouts. Oh, listen. Have we gone this whole show, and it's National Patch Day, and not mentioned Scouts?
I mentioned Scouts the first thing off when Trey was here.
I guess I forgot.
Because, he doesn't listen to me. You know what?
That's
why we're going to counseling.
Well, he hadn't said it in 2 hours.
I said Cub Scout. That's right.
Yeah,
Cub Scout,
yeah.
Boy Scout.
They're
one of the best
patches, right?
Military patch.
Shout out
to Maverick. Absolutely.
But, the Scouts did the most patches of all.
Your merit patch. Right.
What?
Exactly. Your merit badges.
Is that a patch?
Yes. Patch.
Let's see here. Somebody said, what about Hoover Razorback Stadium?
You know why?
Why?
Because we suck, is what he's saying.
What look at you.
Sucked you in on that. You know what? That's a mean tweet. Mean tweet.
Man, that
listen,
is, yeah.
And you know what? You know who knew it? You did. You knew exactly what.
Yeah, because I know Petty.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Yeah, Steve's saying, he could create. Oh, how about a. Oh, Raj. How about a custom?
Well, that's where I thought you were going with it. I know you wanted one for yourself.
Yes, I was thinking my yellow.
You'll get one. Steve will make that right now.
Like Razor.
Steve, I just need 5 T-shirts. Get him his jacket.
Like Razorbacks. You know, it'd be cool to have a cool Razorback.
I would rather. You know what? I would like.
I've got a Razorback. Remember, you've seen the one that I bought like 10 years ago. Oh, the gray
one. Leather jacket that I got. Samantha bought for me. It's over 30 years. Bought it from his company before it was Design Lab.
That's
it's
cool.
100. Yeah, it's 30+ years old.
I got one.
I know, you got a great one.
I've worn one.
Absolutely, yeah.
Given to me by Danny Joe.
Somebody says, I think Crawford is. So, Jerry Jones Stadium. Did you see where Ryan Silverfield said? How cool would that be?
Could it be Cowboy Stadium?
They have teased, you know, that this is going to be a huge, this was like 3 months ago, a huge announcement that it's going to be a game changer, that it's so. Wouldn't you? Walmart's such a, just an easy fit, but why did he have to hire a company outside of Arkansas to come in and sell it to Walmart? I don't know, so we'll find out. Marshall Martin gave us a scoop yesterday, Craig, that they would be announcing it today.
It's Stiletto Stadium.
Oh, I like that. And it's not, I don't think it's her. Everybody said, is it Marshall Martin? No, I don't think so.
Fletcher Dodge Crusher Jeep Ram Stadium?
I don't think, although, listen, trust me, the Fletchers could do it.
Well,
the Fletchers have the money to do it, but they don't want to. I don't think they want to do that.
I don't have a lot of money. I live from paycheck to paycheck, and now with online shopping, it's even tighter than that.
Exactly.
With all due respect and love to my hardworking wife, but how many times can you go to the well for Fletcher, Tyson, Summerwood Sports, Sigma Supply? These guys hit up all the time.
Merritt Dyke.
I barely get tapped at home. If it wasn't for my ring bell, I'd never answer the door.
Someone says, what about Ozark Nut Roasters on the stadium? There you go. Must be Raising Cane's. Could you imagine Raising Cane's Stadium? Someone said,
Pettijean. It'd be pork. Pettijean.
Now, listen, I want it to be an Arkansas company. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
I'm with you, though, now that you've got that. Yeah. But I think maybe you have to go 4 different names.
The Wizards said Polymarket Stadium. Is that who you said, Christian?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Is there Taekwondo
Stadium?
Remember
this, Craig?
Oh, sure.
Fast as lightning. This was number one in our country. Number one.
David, you're
back in this country.
You're not quite on tune, David.
It's okay. But I'm. What's his name? Carl Douglas? Funky China Men. From Funky Chinatown. Can't say. You can't even say it now.
They were chopping them down.
Kung Fu Panda. I love it when they say it. Yeah.
Come on, sing along, Craig.
I don't know.
You weren't playing this back in the day? It was number one.
No.
Fast as lightning. Bruce Lee was king. David Carradine was Kung Fu on TV.
White dude. They didn't allow Bruce Lee to play this because he was too Asian.
Granola Girl. No, that's not it. All right. Oh, Big Boss. That actually was, I think, the name of one of Bruce Lee's movies. I think, The Big Boss. This was number one. Our country was a little.
You know, we need to wear more of those outfits. We need to bring those back.
I like it.
You know what? Like, ladies, have your yoga pants. Guys, need to start
Bruce
wearing
Lee. Yes. The Bruce Lee thing.
Bruce Lee, start wearing
it. Let's do that.
No shoes.
Earworm alert. This is going to stay with you, folks.
We hope it is. We hope today at 12 o'clock you go, why am I singing Kung Fu today?
Because you need a little energy.
We've got the legend Craig O'Neill here with us for 15 more minutes. Brought to you by Genesis of Conway. Hey, Michael Marion and Janet DeGeorge coming up at 8. Talk about what's going to be over at Simmons Bank Arena. You want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Kung Fu Fighting.
Funky China Man.
Listen, I love it if it was Simmons. I would love it. Yeah. Or one of the banks in Arkansas would be great. All right, don't go away. 747.